Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
What a blessing it is to be with you today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today, we're 94. What a wonderful scripture this is. Of course, I'll say that about all 176 verses here in Psalm 119, but this one in particular, as he declares, I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. What a beautiful, basically he has this broken up in three sections I'd like us to look at. First of all, he declares, I am thine. I hope that you're able to say that yourself this day, able to say that, you know what, God is my God. As we will take a look at, you know, talk about the importance, the confidence, when we look at that God belongs to us and we belong to him. Psalm 23, I love, I think all of us know Psalm 23, we've read it, we've probably studied it. But the first verse in particular, I like us to read. In Psalm 23, we read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you see that personal pronoun, or do you hear, the Lord is my shepherd? See, David was saying that God belongs to me. That he's, it's almost like a little kid, you know, when they have a little toy or they want something, they say, mine, mine, mine. You know, it belongs to them. And so the Lord should be that to us, where he belongs to us, that we call him as being our God. I think it's a beautiful thing when we realize that we belong to him and he belongs to us and we're part of the kingdom of God. And that's what we should go forth each and every day, that we belong to the Lord. The trouble that you would find so often in the Old Testament is that when they started looking around at the other gods in the land, the Canaanite gods, they would look at them and what they had to offer, and they would venture over to the Canaanites, and before you know it, they would find themselves in sin and rebellion against God, and they'd get themselves in trouble because they would forget who their God is, that they were serving their God. They should be serving Jehovah. You say, Pastor Terry, how does that happen? Well, I think it's, you know, kind of Paul writes about it there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where he talks about when you can look into a mirror. You ever do that? Well, we probably always do it each and every day. See, I look in a mirror and I all of a sudden remember, wow, you know what? I'm getting a little older. You see, in my mind, I still think I got a full head of hair, but I look in the mirror and I go, oh, wow, I've lost a few hair on top of my head. I'm starting to get a little bald. Not a little bit, a lot of it. But as I walk away, before you know it, you forget about it, don't you? And that's what happens is when we move away from the things of God and we start forgetting his precepts, we forget how wonderful he is. And that's why it's so vital that we keep ourselves in the love of God. Jude exhorts us to keep ourselves in the love of God so we don't forget him and we don't forget his promises and we treasure his word and how good it is to us. And so the psalmist declares, I am thine. And boy, I tell you, I pray that each and every one of us are able to say that. Lord, I am thine. If you say to me, Pastor Terry, I don't know if I could say that this morning. Well, let's take care of it right now. See, the Lord wants to be the good shepherd of your life. He wants you to know him as his Lord and Savior of your life. All you have to do is pray and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. And if you pray this, I would encourage you to pray this with me right now. Please forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart and be Lord over my life. Lord, I want to give you my life. I want to submit my life to you. And Lord Jesus, please come into my life as my Lord and Savior, even this day, in Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer, really what you've done is that the Bible declares and says that you become born again. You become a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you now become part of the kingdom of God. And you can say, I belong to the Lord. I am thine. And he says, save me. The psalmist says, save me. And certainly, that's something that we can cry out at any time. As believers, no matter what we're going on in our lives, we could turn to the Lord and say, Lord, would you please save me? Would you please help me? Lord, I'm stuck. Get the Lord involved in your life. Talk to him about everything. I'll give you a simple illustration. A frustrating afternoon, you might think, that I had. I left the restaurant and came on home and started getting ready for church on Sunday night, as I teach a Sunday night church service, and I couldn't find my glasses. You ever been there? You looked every place. You looked in the car. You looked in the house. All, you know, turned it upside down. I asked my wife to call the restaurant to see if I had left my glasses there. And then finally, it was getting only a few minutes before we needed to leave for church. All of a sudden, I said, Lord, would you please help me find my glasses? Soon as I prayed that prayer, I looked over and I looked down by my feet where I had been sitting earlier today, and there was my glasses laying there. All the things that God would do to help us if we just simply call upon him in prayer. Folks, if you're listening to me, there isn't anything too small that he's not concerned about or too large that he's not interested in helping. He just wants us to ask. And so the psalmist said, as he prayed, he says, I am thine, save me. And then he says, for I have sought thy precepts. Otherwise, I'm seeking to do things that are right. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, do the things that I've spoken unto you. And the psalmist is saying, he says, I'm trying to do things that are right and pleasing to you. See, God loves you. And he loves you and he wants to help you. What we need to do is call upon him. As I mentioned earlier, never lose sight that he's the good shepherd and he cares about you and he loves you. So I pray that this day that we with confidence would go boldly before the throne of grace to find mercy, to find help in a time of need, because we truly are his and he loves you. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.